Hey friend, welcome back to the fifth season of the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and this podcast is dedicated to helping women live with courage instead of fear. These conversations are meant to offer insight, encouragement, and hope to help you move ahead in your next brave step. I pray that each conversation or coaching tip will get you that much closer to living the life on purpose God has for you. For additional encouragement and community, be sure to go to my website at amydebrick.com and sign up to receive free resources and weekly inspiration in your inbox. Also, be sure to grab a copy of my book, Embolden. This is an encouragement journal I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, Blair, and is the great first step to learning how to be brave. If you're looking for some in-person events, we've just released the dates for this year's Focus Retreat. This Christian women's event is the perfect place to escape from distractions and focus on the things that matter most to you. Last year, we had entrepreneurs, coaches, businesswomen, and thought leaders from all around the world. It's an incredible opportunity to connect with like-minded women, and if this is something you might be interested in or want to learn more about, just go to thefocusretreat.com. And finally, if you're looking to host an event with your own people, the Lake House Retreat still has some dates open for 2024, so be sure to contact me for more information. Now with that, let's dive into today's episode. I hope you enjoy. Well, welcome everyone to the Life on Purpose podcast. This morning, I am super excited to have Mandy Moss on. Mandy and I met a few years ago. I cannot believe I'm saying that already. Around this time in Nashville at a podcast conference. And so it is so fun to welcome you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. You've been on my podcast. I've been on your podcast.
I know. So I'm excited to have you. And I feel like 2 years ago when we were at that convention, we met at a coffee machine.
That's right.
I think I still owe you a cup of coffee, Mandy. I'm pretty sure, because we walked from one place to the next to try to just get one cup of coffee because it was like freezing in the conference center. And then by the time we got to one, I think they didn't accept like debit cards or whatever. Right. Luckily, there's always one person in the crowd who still had cash, and you were the person. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll take that coffee anytime. Maybe God will put us in the same place again sometime in the future.
Yeah.
And I can take you up on that.
That would be amazing. Well, I want to talk to you or have you share all about the ministry work that you do, and especially focus in today on women and their roles and really impact that they have with the younger generation, whether it's their daughter, a niece, a friend. I think a lot of times we don't recognize or appreciate the role or impact that we have in their lives because we feel like we're not qualified enough. So if you can, in addition to sharing a little bit about, you know, just the ministry itself, I would love to dive into that conversation.
Absolutely. So I operate a ministry. It's called Brave Girls Gather. And you know that, Amy, but I want your listeners to know that we create resources and tools that help women connect in meaningful relationship with the girls around them. And the reason why we do that is because we know that women matter. Women matter in the life of girls. That's the way that God sees us. He sees the fact that women matter. And what I've seen over the years, and I've even seen in my own self, is that we doubt our influence. Because there is such a clear division between the generations, because we have grown up in different worlds, like even if you're 10 years younger than the woman who's older than you, you lived a different life, right? You saw the world differently. And because the girls in our life, even our own daughters, see the world so differently, we might feel like, oh, well, they're never going to just get what I'm saying. You know, they don't want to hear what I have to say. They don't care. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. And they do care. And really what they want is they want us to show them that we care by continuing to pursue them, by continuing to pursue relationship, not to pursue for them to listen to us, because we want them to listen because we know, right? We're like, we've been there. We've done this. We've made this mistake. I don't want you to make the same mistake that I made. And so that's why I need you to get this. But really what the girls in our life need is they need us to sit and they need us to listen and they need us to try to understand the way that they see the world. And I do believe that this is the way that Jesus did it, right? Jesus, when he talked to people, He spoke to them in a way that they would understand that he understood their context. And that's where God wants to take us. And so what I really try to help women see is that Jesus lives in you. And Jesus is the safest place for any of us to be. And so you have what it takes. You have what it takes to be the woman that these girls need, whether it's your daughter's friend, the young woman in your life, your best friend's daughter who likes to talk to you, just because they aren't looking like they're buying what you're selling, they're listening. And so I've really found that just kind of like presenting what you have, the wisdom you have, kind of like a buffet in front of them. Like, here's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, pick one, right? Like, here's some good thoughts. Here's some things that you need to know right now, but not requiring a receipt, if that makes sense. I think sometimes we say something and we want the receipt that the girl heard it, that the girl received it, that the girl is now going to do, especially if they're our own daughter, right? We're like, I want to know that you're now going to do what I told you that you should do. But that's where we get tripped up, where if we just went, listen, I see this and I see an opportunity for you here. And I want to share this with you. I want to share my experience with you. And I want to tell you what I learned. And you leave it there and you let it sit there. Then the girl feels like, I have permission to choose this. And they do. They try it. When they get stuck in that spot where they need that wisdom, they go, oh yeah, I have this wisdom over here. Let me put this into practice. And that's a beautiful thing to see. So yeah, I just want women to know the girls in your life need you. Don't believe that they don't.
That's so good, Mandy. That is so good. So talk to the woman, first of all, who maybe doesn't have that strong relationship. Where can she begin and how can she avoid the challenges that come when you are pouring that out? Let's say you're putting that out on the buffet. I love that. And you're not seeing any receipts. How, you know, that's where I think, just as a mom, as a parent, that you become, what do I want to say? You get discouraged. You know what I mean? And I think those sometimes are the times when they're like, just forget it. Right?
Yeah.
How do we encourage women to stay the course when you are pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, and you're not seeing the, like you said, the receipt from that?
I just want to affirm that the discouragement is real. I felt it. I still feel it at times. And what I want to encourage your listeners to do is, first and foremost, your relationship with God matters so much. Think about how God pursues us and how he doesn't quit. And he lays out his wisdom and truth like a buffet. He's a gentleman. He's not like, you must get this, you must do this. He invites us into relationship with him. He invites us into the wisdom and the truth and the understanding that he offers us. And I believe that he's asking us to emulate that with the girls in our life. And God's heart is for them. We see all of these statistics, right? And we don't even need to see statistics. We see it in the lives of the girls around us: anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation. The statistics on girls experiencing sexual violence are disturbing. And those are things that they're maybe not even telling us about that they've experienced, but we have to go, it's likely they've experienced something like that. And so how do I become a safe space where they can process that? Well, it's by going to the Lord. And when we feel like, to answer your question specifically about that discouragement, when we feel like they're not receiving it, I'm sharing it, and it just feels like it's bouncing off the wall, we have to go back to God for the persistence and the perseverance to continue in the work. Like going back to God can be likened to going back to the drawing board. Like, okay, God, I want to fight for this girl. And I believe that God wants to use every woman on the planet. If you're a woman and you're listening to this right now, I believe that you're listening to this for a reason. Like, you tuned in for a reason. God wants to use you to fight for the girls in your life, because he knows that those girls need you to fight for them. And fighting for them isn't fighting for them to hear you. It's fighting for you to hear them. And I believe that that strategy and that wisdom and that compassion that we need is only going to come when we pursue it from God. When we go back to God and we say, I'm not going to let this girl know I'm discouraged. I'm going to let God know that I'm discouraged and ask him, God, what's the next step? And let me, you know, it's not cliche. It is what we're called to do. Praying into it.
Yeah.
God, Show me, and listening, God, show me what this girl needs. Show me who I need to be. Protect her in this place where she's not seeing truth. Give her what she needs and make me into something that can be heard, a voice that can be heard in her life.
Yeah. No, that is so powerful and so true. And you know, it kind of goes back to a message that I was telling you before we hit record that I love that you have on your social media right now. So if you haven't checked Mandy's out in the last few days, make sure you go back to these couple of posts. Because for us as women to go to God and ask for his guidance, we need to know who God is first. And so you talk about this relationship of, you know, what if you have a friend that tells you about somebody, but you haven't met them in person? And so it's just, you know, hearsay, but how much greater it would be if you actually got to know them. And so, which is your, you know, relationship, our personal relationship to know Christ ourselves. And so I think it's hard to pull from something when you don't have a strong foundation yourself. And so I love that added encouragement for the women, for the moms, to get themselves centered first, in Christ, in who he is, and in relationship with him to foster a more positive and productive relationship with these younger girls.
Yes. Yeah. So I posted that because we're currently in a series about making room for Jesus. And I believe that this is a message for girls just as much as it is for women, that we have to make room for Jesus. If we want to be the women that the girls in our lives need, it's going to come out of our time with Jesus. And I think that sometimes when we're learning how to do something, like there's an area where we need improvement, we want improvement, we'll buy a book. So we'll be so quick to buy a book that teaches us about that. And that's important and that's valuable. We need that wisdom. But even more, we need to get with God ourselves. We need to hear from Him. We need Him to shape our heart. Like these things that I'm sharing, sometimes women, many times over the years, women have been like, Mandy, you're so good with young people. You're so good with girls. Like they just open up to you. They talk to you. Like, what is it? Like, you have like some special gifts. And I'm like, it's not. I've talked to God about this. It's Jesus. It is literally getting with Jesus, and He shapes our heart and He makes our heart into what we need. And so, in that post specifically that you're talking about, I was sharing how, you kind of shared a little bit about it there, but I truly want to know someone, I must personally get with them. I'm not going to learn about your friend, Amy, through you. Like, I can learn some great things about your friend, but the number one thing to really get to know your friend is to spend time with that friend. So I just want to encourage women. I don't want to shame you. I don't want you to feel bad if you're not making room for Jesus. I want to encourage you. Take that step. He wants to get with you for so many reasons, for you and for the girls in your life.
Yeah. Well, there's a disconnect when it's through somebody, but when it's you doing it, then there's a different connection. There's a more authentic relationship and connection. It's not just a, you know, from somebody else. There's no third party involved. And I think that's really key. Well, how could you, Mandy, before we wrap up this interview, encourage a woman out there today that maybe has felt disqualified, in her pursuit of a younger girl, whether it's her daughter or whoever it is? I think a lot of times, like we had said, there's valid reasons for it, but how can somebody shift that mindset and just start a couple of steps to get them in the right direction of making them feel a little bit more qualified in that role and understanding it, in addition to getting in the word and understanding and praying about it? What's something that we can really encourage women to take a step today to do?
Yes, women listening, I want you to just lean in. I feel like this is from the Lord right now. Like, this is what qualifies you. God is for you. He is for you. He is on your side. You know, there's a verse that says that the eyes of the Lord are searching to and fro for the heart that is truly His. And this is an area where God is looking for the woman who's just saying, I'm here. I'm available. Use me. And when you consider that the God of the universe is on your side in something, you're good. You're equipped. You don't have to be enough. Jesus in you is enough. Second thing, you have lived experience. Whether you are fumbling through your own struggles right now, or whether you feel like you're good, wherever you are, you have lived experience. You've had victory that you can give away. And girls today, they want authenticity more than any other generation before them. They are craving honesty. They don't want you to be put together. They don't want you to give them your best self. They don't want you to pretend like you have it together. They want to know, like, how are you making it? Like, what's your hard thing? And so we get to share from a place of not from perfection, not from I have it together, but from a place of I'm struggling too. And this is how I'm getting through. And they appreciate that and they value that. So God is for you and you don't have to be perfect. And you have that lived experience that you get to share from places of victory, where you get to pour out, where you have seen God move, where you have stepped into an area of freedom. Even if over here, you're not in freedom yet. You got some freedom over here. And that's the advantage.
Yeah. When you were saying that, and even talking earlier, the imagery that always comes to mind, it's the one lamb, you know, going away from the flock, and Jesus, and I'm sure people have seen it, chasing down the one. And if people could just lock into that, that at any time in any day, we could be that one, or somebody we know is that one, and just his willingness to always pursue regardless of what's going on around him, regardless of what everybody else is doing, all the other people that are doing what they're supposed to be doing, but he's focused on the one. And so I think that's just really powerful. But thank you so much, Mandy. I love this conversation. I think it should be talked about more than it actually is. There's so much value that I think this, you know, I would say older generation, but I just mean in addition, you know, in relation to younger girls today and young adult women, who really can speak life into each other. And I would love to see that more often. So thank you for what you're doing. I think it's an amazing ministry and I'm sure it's changing lives every day. And I'm sure that the one listening today, it has helped her in many ways to connect with the young adult that's waiting to hear from her.
I pray so. They need it. They want it. Even if they act like they don't, they put up walls, but they want you to tear down the wall. They want you to fight for them and persevere with compassion and grace. And so I have a free gift for your listeners to help them connect more closely with Jesus. They can go to our website, bravegirlsgather.com, and there are tools and resources. Go to the tools and resources page, and you will find different tools that can help you connect with the girls in your life. Gather with a group of girls, gather with your daughter and her friends, pull them together, have a brave conversation. We have conversation cards, take it to the next level with a Bible study. And then also we encourage you to host what we call a Brave Table event. It's an evening of bringing women and girls in your community together around a brave table of conversation. And we can help you do that. And there's ways to contact us on our website as well. They can go to bethebraveonesgift.com and they can get that sent to their inbox. Again, it's bethebraveonesgift.com. Thanks so much, Amy, for having me.
Well, friends, that's it for us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'll see you back here next week, but in the meantime, don't forget to live your life on purpose. God bless.